Trinad Pisini Chena, Tarari Vasahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Vakivalam, Glow Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are studying the Bhagavad Gita as it is, currently studying chapter 18, conclusion, the perfection of renunciation. And where we left off is text number 50. When you are ready, say Hare Krishna. Wow, everybody is ready. That's very good news. Jai. So here we go. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Siddhim Prapto Yatha Brahma. Tathapnoti Nibo. Samasenaiva Kaunteya. Nishta Gyanasya Yapara. Now we do the synonyms. Please repeat. Siddhim. Perfection. Prapta. Achieving. Yatha. As. Brahma. The Supreme. Tatha. So. Apnoti. One achieves. Nibodha. Try to understand. May, from me, samasena, summarily, eva, certainly, kaunteya, O son of Kunti, nishta, the stage, jnanasya, of knowledge, ya, which, para, transcendental. Please repeat. O son of Kunti, learn from me how one who has achieved this perfection can attain to the supreme perfectional stage. Brahman, the stage of highest knowledge. By acting in the way, I shall now summarize. So let's review the section before this. The section before this, Krishna explained the qualities of how the Brahman, the Kshatriya, and the Vaishya born or act. Which one? Yes, because he says Brahma Karma. So when he discussed the four Varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, he said they act according to these qualities. Then the next thing Krishna said, that all of them can achieve perfection. Who remembers how even the Shudra achieves perfection? Who remembers? What's that? That is true, but can you remember how it was stated in... No, no, no. In this 18th chapter. Huh? What does that mean? Throwing out terms doesn't mean you show me. Explain in English so that I know that you know that I know that you know. No, that's not the answer. How do they achieve perfection? It's in the verse or two previous to this verse. Give me the line in the translation whereby the Brahman, Kshatriya, and Vaishya can all achieve perfection. What's the...
41.
What is it? No, it's not 41.
If you perform your duty perfectly.
Is that what it says? That's how you change? Find the statement. What's the previous verse?
It is better to engage in one's own...
Okay, before that one.
Ah,
that's the answer. By worship of the Lord. Don't tell me the Swadharma, this and that. By worship of the Lord. That was the key element. You said, I know you were correct, but I wanted it in terms of how it was stated in this section. You were right. Yes, devotional service is the answer to every question. That is correct. But what I'm trying to do is teach you how to answer specifically according to the section. You follow? That's what I'm trying to do. Yes. It's just like when I did the Brahman test, somebody said after taking the Brahman, he went to Swabhas and complained. Hey, Narantara made it too difficult. And so I explained to the person, yes, he was saying, I should have made the Brahman test general. And I said, no, that's not the idea. I wanted them to be able to read Prabhupada's books, comprehend it, and explain it the way Prabhupada is instructing. Otherwise, it'd be easy for everyone. And so when Swabhas came to my office, he said, I want to see the test. This had been going on for several years. But now that somebody complained, now he wanted to... What is this? Why is everybody complaining? Only one or two persons complained that it was too difficult. Stop. Hey, stop it. Doesn't matter, exactly. It was Kundan Kumar. Thank you. Okay. So then when I showed Swabhas the test, I said, the whole purpose of this test is to force everyone to actually read Prabhupada's books so that I know that they have learned Prabhupada's philosophy. So that, and he, when I explained that, he said, ah, very good. So I wanted you, yes, devotional, you could say Krishna. Yes. Yes, but I wanted you to answer in terms of, because it says this perfection. So what was that perfection? By worship of the Supreme Lord. Whether you're a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra, it's not by your Swadharma. No, it's not by your Swadharma. It's by worship of the Supreme Lord. That's how you achieve. Yes, Rama was going to quote, Manghi Partha, and she's right, because even that's the same idea. But that's in chapter 9. I wanted the answer here in chapter... Okay, Rama, is that all right? I knew you... Of course, you can chant. That's a correct answer, too. There's many... And that was also part of the Brahman test. Part of the Brahman test was a particular question may be true otherwise, but it may not be true according to the study material. So I made them, you got to learn the material. Okay, let's go to the purport. Are you ready for the purport? I don't know what page, but we're on chapter 18, purport to text 50. Good. No, but we all have the same book? Yeah, some people have different books. 1850 purport. All right. The Lord describes for Arjuna how one can achieve the highest perfectional stage simply by being in his occupational duty, performing that duty for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many people do their prescribed duties. That doesn't mean they're going to achieve perfection. You have to do it what? For the Supreme Personality. That's a different. Because the guy who works next to you, Krishna Kumar, in that office building, he's probably doing his prescribed duty perfect. Or you could say Donald Trump. He's boasting that he's worth $10 billion. So you could say, well, he's doing his prescribed. So that means he's achieving perfection? No, he's not even going to become president. What the chief? That's what he's boasting. He says he's probably worth more than that. He's being humble by saying 10 billion. That's who's running for president. Yes, that's what he's preaching. Okay, one attains the supreme stage of Brahman simply by renouncing the result of his work again for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. Because there are many yogis, tapaspis, they also give up the result of their work, but not for the Supreme Lord. That's the thread here. Notice in two sentences, Prabhupada is emphasizing, for the satisfaction of this. That's what worship of the Lord is. It means to satisfy God. That is the process of self-realization. The actual perfection of knowledge is in attaining pure Krishna consciousness. That is described in the following verses. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.